Library of Adventure, featuring the great adventures of yesterday, dramatized for the boys and girls of today. Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar. Chapter 26 of the story adapted from the novel by Jules Verne. On the fateful night of October the 5th, events moved swiftly in the rival camps of Tartars and Russians. 2 days before, Ivan Ogareff, in the guise of Michael Strogoff, had made his way into the beleaguered city of Irkutsk. There he convinced the Grand Duke that he had indeed traveled across Siberia as a courier of the Tsar. Making contact with his spy Zangari, Ogareff gave her a message for the Emir. It was to the effect that the Bolkaya Gate, in charge of Vasily Fedor, would be opened at 2 o'clock on the morning of the 6th of October. The signal for the diversionary attacks was to be the firing of the oil-covered river. Michael and Nadia, having escaped from an earlier attack, were traveling towards the quays outside the city when Ogareff did his evil work. In a moment, the river was a roaring flame. Meanwhile, immediately before these events, the Grand Duke was discussing with Captain Vasily Fedor the chances of a full-scale Tartar attack.
Nothing more can be done, Your Highness. We have taken every precaution against attack. And the river is not yet frozen, nor will it freeze, according to those who have lived in the city for some years.
That is a small consolation. Captain Fedor, you are doubtless wondering why I called you at this hour in the morning.
I am at your service always, Highness.
You have proved your worth, Captain Fedor. As a soldier with cool and appraising judgment, I value your advice. I hope I may have gained your friendship.
I am happy to have it so.
I am sometimes weighed down in spirit with a burden of responsibility which lies upon me here, on all of us who are charged with the defensive strategy of the city.
If there is anything more that I can do...
There is nothing, except to keep me company during this night's vigil. Until this thing is decided one way or the other, I cannot sleep.
General Vasilyev should arrive within 2 days.
Yes. When he arrives to take the Tartars in the flank, we shall make strong sorties from the city. I'm sure that we can destroy the bulk of the Tartar army. But the waiting, it is the waiting that breaks down the morale.
It was fortunate that Your Highness was warned of the traitor Ogareff.
Indeed. Captain Strogoff performed a brilliant mission in carrying his dispatch to me.
Ogareff, I wonder how he intended to enter the city. He would need to be a man of iron nerve, of almost incredible determination.
I am assured by my brother the Tsar that Ogareff is such a man. However, he has not yet shown himself. I wonder if... Captain Fedor.
Your Highness.
Fetch Captain Strogoff to me, if you would. His room is directly below this, looking over the river. There is something I wish to discuss with him. I'm sure he will not mind being disturbed at this hour. He is quite devoted to our cause.
Yes, Highness. Captain Strogoff. Captain Strogoff. Not here, strange. Captain Strogoff. Out on his rounds, probably. No matter.
Fool. Out on my round, then. My round will be by the Bolkaya Gate. Now, the taper. The light. Now is the moment, Ivan.
Captain Strogoff was not in his room, Your Highness. Probably out on his rounds. He has shown great interest in the fortifications of the city.
Yes, I have noticed that. Minutes to 2 o'clock. How dark it is tonight. A perfect night for...
Great heaven! Fire! On the river!
Rouse the aides. Have every man to his post. Call my council to the war room.
Fire! 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 Sangari, what are you doing?
Michael! Michael, he's here! Ivan Ugarev is here!
You are the woman who traveled with the courier. Be silent.
Michael! Michael!
Be silent.
Michael, he's going to...
Here, Nadia.
Oh, take care, Michael. The traitor is armed. He can see you.
Stand back, Nadia. Shut the door. The Tsar's courier has nothing to fear today. Let him come on if he dares.
Now, blind man, let us settle accounts, eh? You cannot see me. You cannot hear me. You are armed with a knife. I am armed with a sword. The advantage is with me, I think. I am silent now. In a moment, I shall kill you. How did you parry my sword?
Fight.
Inhuman. You are inhuman. No, you parried again.
Fight.
You are not blind. You can see. I know you can see.
Yes, Ivan Ugarev, I can see. I see the mark of the whip which I gave you, traitor and coward. I see the place where I'm about to strike you. My knife against your sword. Defend yourself, traitor!
No. No.
Fight!
Michael, he's dead. And you... you are not blind.
What is the meaning of... Who killed that man?
I.
Seize him! Before I give the order to have your brains blown out, what is your name?
Your Highness, ask me the name of the man who lies dead at your feet.
I know him. He was a servant of my brother, the Tsar's courier.
That man was not a courier. His name was Ivan Ugarev.
Ivan Ugarev?
Yes. Ivan the traitor.
Then, who are you?
Michael Strogoff, courier of the Tsar.
Highness, every attack has been beaten off. The fires on the riverbank have been extinguished. The Tatars have been thoroughly defeated. And our patrols are still searching for survivors of the battle at the Bolkaya Gate.
Excellent, Captain Fedor. Evidently the traitor Ugarev had planned to open that gate. Now, I have two items of news for you. The first is that General Kiselev and 50,000 men have taken the Tatars in the flank. The battle, according to the latest dispatch, is almost over. Irkutsk is delivered out of the hands of its enemies. And within a month, all Siberia and the western provinces will once more be in our hands.
Oh, it is grand news, Your Highness.
And now another item of news which will be more to your personal taste. It seems that... No. I am going to enjoy this with you. Captain Fedor, I order you to attend me for the space of 1 hour. Come.
But, Michael, how was it that you weren't blinded? You kept it from me. And your true mission to Irkutsk.
When the executioner passed the sword across my eyes, they were full of tears. Rage, shame, I know not. But they neutralized the action of the white-hot blade.
So that when Ugarev held the letter before you, you actually read it?
Yes. I realized immediately how vital it was that I reach Irkutsk. I realized, too, that my apparent blindness might be the means of saving our lives. It proved to be so.
Oh, Michael, can you ever forgive me? I knew that you were eager to reach the city, but sometimes I could not understand such iron resolution, such unrelenting determination. You seemed almost inhuman at times.
Nadia, when I am with you, now at our journey's end, all the past is forgotten, and I feel very human. Tell me, when you left Riga to come to Irkutsk, did you leave it with any other regret than that for your mother?
No. None except that.
Nothing of your heart remains there?
Nothing, Michael.
Oh, Nadia, my very dearest.
Oh, Michael. Michael.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Your Highness.
Do not curtsy to me, Nadia Fedor. Rather, should I kneel before your courage in supporting the man you believe to be blind through all those terrible miles. Captain, will you enter?
Nadia.
Father.
Captain Strogoff, I think we might retire for a few moments. Our presence is not entirely necessary.
Monsieur Jolivet, I'm glad that we decided to enter Irkutsk with the first troops of General Kiselev.
Indeed, Mr. Blunt. By so doing, we've been able to report at first hand the remarkable story of the relief of the city. And from the faces of the two young people yonder, the happy conclusion to another story.
They deserve it, both of them.
And doesn't it make you feel as if you'd like to imitate them?
Well, if I had a cousin like yours...
My cousin Madeleine. Oh, no, she's not to be married.
Well, then so much the better. I've heard tell of difficulties arising between London and Pekin.
Mr. Blunt, I am going to Pekin. Will you join me?
With pleasure, Monsieur Jolivet.
Thank you, Mr. Blunt.
Nadia Fedor, Michael Strogoff, give me your hand.
Your Highness.
I will not take up your time, but I am leaving for Moscow tonight, and I may not see either of you again. Accept both of you the heartfelt thanks of Russia for all you have done to protect her from shame and defeat. I hope that you will be very happy. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Your Highness.
How beautiful it is out here. Stars, the river. Oh, Michael, we will be very happy. People who have suffered together can be happy together.
We must return to Moscow, Nadia. I have still to report the success of my mission to the Tsar.
And then?
You will be my wife. And I will be Michael Strogoff, courier of the Tsar.
And so concludes our story of the Man of Iron, the courier whose desperate courage saved an empire for her Tsar. In the city of Omsk, old Marfa saw her son once more and gave the young couple her blessing as they sped across the frozen steppes towards Moscow. In the course of time, Michael reached a high station in the empire, for seldom are men found who have the courage, tenacity, and iron will of Michael Strogoff, courier of the Tsar.